Thanks for listening to The Drive on Demand, presented by Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment.
Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766.
Or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
Go to 1043thefan.com and subscribe to The Fan Daily for the latest columns, blogs, news, videos, and more sent directly to your inbox every weekday morning.
Leading off with a big story of the day, Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Nick Ferguson, Tyler Columbus, and D-Mac.
Yeah, you could get that spray all over the place, Tyler. Oh, it's bad, man. I'm going to try to give Mike Evans something to think about.
We need a new bottle.
Wow. Take that, Mike. I'm going to be on saving their show tomorrow for an hour because Mark is going to work his other job. I mean, his main job.
Oh, sick burn.
So, I get to be on with Mike during... I've never actually done that. We've been on together plenty. Mike's actually come in and done this show, but I have never, like, gone into the belly of the ding-dong beast and actually sat in on their show ever.
I'm going to be honest. I've heard the two of you together, and it disgusts me. Because you guys talk this big noise, all on Twitter,
yeah.
All on the morning show, all on the afternoon show.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike's such a ding-dong. Oh, did you guys hear D-Mac in the afternoon? Then you guys get together, and it's like, oh, Mike, you're so funny.
Did we just become best friends?
Yeah,
oh,
Mike, this is great. Oh, this has been so much fun. I'm not going to challenge you on anything. I'm just going to do
it
when we're not face-to-face.
That's where you've heard it?
Yeah.
You haven't heard me confront Mike ever?
No. I listen to the two of you on Sundays, yeah.
Well, Sundays we're doing a pregame show.
No, I know you.
What do you mean you know me? What does that mean?
You don't care when it is, where it is. If you got something to say, you'll say it.
I've always kept it. I kill you with truth. Well, you'll see tomorrow morning. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see how lovey-dovey it is.
It's like an
who's
episode.
Who's going to rub whose shoulders first?
Oh, you're too funny. Don't listen. Don't pay attention to it.
I won't.
Go do whatever you do at 8 o'clock in the morning.
It's like WWE, right? You get two guys on opposing sides that you think don't like each other, but outside the ring, they're breaking bread. That's me and Mike Evans.
Well, I don't think we've kept it a secret that Mike and I are friends. I mean, we got a lot in common. We went to the same school, although I was able to stay in the school the entire time. I didn't have to go bounce back like Mike did. I was close, though, let me tell you. So Mike had the weirdest college experience because he was working for a professional station back in the Northeast while he was a student at Syracuse. So Mike was working in the business, but he didn't work at any of the college affiliates that most, Syracuse guys do. So we do know some of the same people, but we never worked together, even though we were at Syracuse at the exact same time. But yet again, that is Mike being the weirdo, not me. I did what, I'm very boring. You want to be in broadcasting, so you work at radio stations that are at the school.
Mm.
Mike was, I don't know what Mike was doing. Who knows? But I never even knew he was there. Never saw him, never heard of him. Nothing.
Wow.
I mean, zero.
You just coming out with guns a-blazing, huh?
Well, I mean,
yeah,
I worked
he's not going to do it tomorrow. Might as well get it off his chest now.
I worked with Mike Tirico and Ian Eagle and Howard Deneroff and Craig Carton, who's now in jail. And
but never heard of Mike Evans.
Mitch Levy, who got fired from Seattle after 35 years for being for a prostitute. And I worked professionally at 104.7 Kix FM and was the Syracuse Chiefs PA announcer and... I've worked in that city for and just never, ever, ever heard the name Mike Evans.
You hear this, ever. Mike? You hear this, Mike? He never heard of you during that time.
Name never came up. Nobody ever spoke of him.
And I'm sure...
Had zero impact on the media community at Syracuse while we were there.
And I'm sure you were just a legend.
Well, I was on the student radio station on the morning show.
I hosted
the Top 89. I was the pro- no, you want to... Really? You want to look at what Z89 did against 93Q? Really? You want me to bring up the...
get the stats.
I can bring it for you, friend.
Sensitive meter is at a 10.
You want to see what it was like working with the...
A 10 out of a 10.
The fat man at 104.7 Kix FM? Classic rock of Syracuse? Whatever we called ourselves.
Mm.
Oh, no, I'm telling you.
Were you the fat man?
Wow. My goodness. Look at you. People think you're nice. Nobody really thinks he's nice.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Anyways, that's tomorrow. Give it a listen if you want. Don't if you want. You know, whatever. You know, Mike and Mark kind of lose focus at about 8:03, and then they just start talking. I think today they were talking about how much Mark was farting on his podcast. I think that's what they kind of
lovely
dug into. I was looking at something interesting today, and we'll get to Von Miller here in a second. One of my favorite websites to go to is walterfootball.com. There's a lot of mock sites out there. There's a lot of great places to go, but I just love walterfootball.com because they are an incredible warehouse of information, and it doesn't stop. Like, they do, it is insane. They do mock drafts literally all year long. So they're always a good temperature of at least the names, if not the specific place where guys are going to go, at least the names that you have to know and who should, you know, get your attention. As of last week, they did not have Joe Burrow in the first round.
It was like second to third.
That's right. In fact, 2 weeks ago, they had Joe Burrow going to the Broncos in the second round, which, of course, is a disaster. You should never take a quarterback in the second round. What are you doing? If you really like him, take him in the first round. I've been
all right,
we get it. Yeah. The Broncos right now, of all the three-win teams, the Broncos would actually have the highest draft pick. Yeah, I think there's like 4 3-win teams out there, and the Broncos are the worst of those 4 3-win teams, at least by what evaluations you would do to, you know, slot teams for the draft.
Okay.
So in the reality, the Broncos are 7, but at walterfootball.com, they had them drafting 9th. In their draft, they had at 9, the Broncos taking Joe Burrow.
There you go.
And I was like, wow. Well, there you go.
How sweet would that be?
There goes Joe Burrow from, I mean, really seriously, nobody's paying attention. He's not really the past 3 weeks for Joe Burrow have been just remarkable.
Oh, and for the record, Walter Football was not alone and not even having him in the first round.
Right.
3 weeks ago, a month ago for sure. Every week it improved a little bit. But a month ago, 90% of these mock drafts didn't have him going in the first round. 90% of them.
So there it was. And I'm looking at it like, wow. And you say 9. Would he really last until 9? Well, they go through it and they got the Bengals taking number 1, right? And say, okay, they're going to take, and they still have them taking Tua Tagovailoa. Then number 2 is Washington. Will Washington draft a quarterback? Well, it doesn't make a lot of sense for them to do it after they just drafted Haskins, right? I mean, I'm not saying anything makes sense with the Redskins, but that wouldn't necessarily make sense. Then you go through some of the other teams, and, you know, Tampa, are they going to draft a quarterback?
Shoot.
You would think
they're talking,
so, right?
Actually, they're talking about extending Jameis now.
Okay, so yeah. Maybe not.
Aaron's just said, hey, if he continues to play like this the rest of the season, it is very likely that he gets an extension.
So then you think of the Dolphins, who are doing their desperate best not to put themselves in a best situation by actually winning back-to-back games, but they're going to draft a quarterback, right?
Of course they're going to draft a quarterback. They don't have a current quarterback on their roster that they feel confident that is their Dan Marino type of quarterback.
Well, so it looks like in the top 10 right now, there's probably 3 teams, maybe 4, that may be interested in these quarterbacks. Now, do quarterbacks get overdrafted?
Yeah.
Yes. You have to overdraft quarterbacks. That's just the way it works. If you sit around, that's how valuable the actual position is. You just cannot lay back. But, you know, even if the Broncos season kind of goes in the toilet, the good news is they could be in a great place. And looking at some of the other teams that might be available, they could be in a great place to pick up Joe Burrow. Wouldn't that be something, though?
That definitely would
be
something.
I mean, wouldn't that be something?
Because one thing that changes, this Walter Football, you know, mock draft, and a lot of mock drafts for a lot of people will be what happens in free agency, because you have free agency before you get to the draft. So we're talking about Tampa Bay. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that, you know, they may be talking to Jameis Winston, but if there's a chance that they can either get, you know, Teddy Bridgewater, maybe Cam Newton, Jameis Winston is out in the cold and they would still be in the look for a guy like Joe Burrow. So this mock draft is not cut and dry, but it is something great to actually discuss and break down.
These things are so fluid, and it will change a bunch of times. Nothing is set in stone. It's just curious to sort of get an idea of what the possibilities are. And to me, with this draft class that exists now, if they got Herbert, I'd be excited. If they got Tua, I'd be excited. If they got Burrow, I'd be really excited. Fromm, I just don't know with Fromm yet. I don't know what he's going
to
do.
Burrow's jumped to the top for you as well?
You know, I'm still going through it. I mean, he was incredibly impressive to me. But one thing that I think anybody who's got a brain in their head realizes...
He is the easiest target right now.
Correct.
He represents NFL football, the best of all these players, right?
The thing is, if you take somebody, commit to them, and they're going to have a shot. And listen, I'd even say, if you did draft a quarterback in the third round and you went Mike silly, you know, khaki pants thing, as long as you commit to him completely, I mean, you probably have a shot. It's just not as good of a shot if you take just a more talented guy. But Russell Wilson was in the third round and they committed to him. They really committed to him because they got Matt Flynn as a free agent and paid him a ton of money and just were like, you know, this guy's better than you. You're out the door. The one thing that we know the Broncos have not done is commit to Drew Lock, right? I mean, if we can have consensus about
anything. I don't know. Actually, as of today, I'm starting to feel a little bit better. Today was a good day.
Why is that?
Today was a great day, guys.
Explain.
Vic Fangio said that Drew Lock was getting like 20% of the reps during practice. That is huge.
He said he got 8 to 10 snaps.
Huge news.
How many out of what, 38? I think that's what he said, right?
Yeah. Do the math there for me, D-Mac. Right. Go ahead.
He's a, the abacus.
Yeah. Yep. 10 out of 32 would be
21%.
Higher. 21%. Yeah. Thank you for confirming what I just said there. You know, that's huge news. Backup quarterbacks do not get that. You know what that means? That means all of a sudden we finally got a plan. That means all of a sudden, even though.
Really?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what it means. It means all of a sudden we are going to commit to a guy that's not going to play this week. We're actually going to take reps away from our starter. Shocking. Crazy. I know. Why would we ever take reps away from Brandon Allen? Well, we are. And that's big news. And then on top of that, you know what was exciting? Hearing Von Miller talk about Drew Lock.
I don't think just because...
Hold on. Check this out.
Here it is.
I never
Hold on. My bad. Here it is.
I just want to be here when he gets famous. He's going to kill it. He's going to kill it. He's got everything you need. The other day, he ran out and did like a little bootleg, and he kind of threw it. It was an incomplete pass, but, you know, I've seen a lot of good ones play, and that was probably the best incomplete pass that I've seen thrown. And, you know, he has a little flip up. He's just a star in the making. You know, you saw it with Tony Romo and Aaron Rodgers and all these guys, and then they just blow up, and I see the same stuff for Drew. All he has to do is just keep doing what he's doing and, you know, good karma and... That's the type of guy he is all going to come back to him.
Oh, my God. You're not taking this seriously, are you?
No, but of course not. But I'll tell you this, what I am taking serious. All right, enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment.
I mean,
come on.
This is hilarious.
Drew Lock's going to be in the first round. Should have been a first round.
Yeah, there's a reason he wasn't in the first round, but...
It's shallow.
Time to come out of the shadows, guys. It's ad lib.
You know what was funny about that whole thing with Von Miller and what he said? The best incomplete pass I've ever seen thrown. I mean, first of all, that's laughable.
Well, there's no way that can be true because Tim Tebow threw so many great incomplete passes.
That's what makes it so comical.
Guys, I you know what? I am going to tell you right now.
All right, what?
I'm going to tell you right now. Von Miller talks well about everybody.
I know, it's a joke, dude.
But D-Mac,
Von
that was excessive.
Said things,
no, D-Mac,
oh my God,
D-Mac,
Tyler.
There is a difference between...
You're being silly.
No, I'm not.
What's
Von
the difference?
You listen to the way that Von hypes up anybody else, and he will give
about
generic...
This, like, no, man.
Yes.
Von is the hype machine of all hype machines.
I know, and he was different on this one.
How did you hear that? What did you hear that sounded different?
I heard the guy legitimately hyping him up.
Von has been hyping people up since the day he walked in.
I know he has. I would agree with you. He is the hype man.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And this one felt different.
Okay.
Von Miller's like Don King when it comes to hyping guys up.
You know
it's
what?
A good trait about Vaughn, but you can't take it seriously.
I do, to a degree.
He threw the best incomplete pass I've ever seen.
That part doesn't help my cause.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna lie. It doesn't help my cause.
What does that even mean?
But Vaughn, look, it was a good day. Drew got 20% of the reps. That's exactly what I asked for. And by the way, we said it could never happen, right? We said that you would never give reps away to your backup quarterback. Well, we did.
Well, the reason they did that because the idea is that you have a second-round draft choice, that everyone's trying to figure out who and what he is, and then you have the head coach who comes out and says some things that are not encouraging, and then the vice president of operations says the same type of things, and you have to give him rest because...
Hold on, so now you're into this because you're the one I was talking about.
I'm sorry?
Now you're into this because you're the one I was talking about that was saying that you could never do this. I argued back and back and back and back.
But
and
I told you how, if they were going to do it, that they could do it based on what I experienced in San Francisco. Obviously, they're deciding because he's
this
a second-round draft choice.
Different.
And they're trying to make themselves right because everyone tries to make themselves right even when they're wrong, right? So we've seen it in the NFL before. So, yes, they've given him a couple of reps. Does that automatically mean that he's going to be the starter? And to break down what Von Miller said, I heard two things in that. One, I want to be here when Drew Lock becomes a player. That's him saying that he wants to still be here and remain here as a player in the Denver Bronco uniform.
Oh my, now you're taking things seriously. Like, you can't think he's joking about, you know, the overhype of Lock and then think he means that. Vaughn just says stuff. He doesn't mean any of it.
This fluff and he's just toying the company line.
No, he's not toying. He's toying with the media.
You guys are cracking me up on this reps thing. We fought about this forever, and this is exactly what I wanted. And now all of a sudden, this is what you wanted as well?
No, I said that, once again, if they want to give him reps, they have to pick and choose where they want to give him those reps to make sure that he's ready to go, because Coach Vangio said if he's going to play – and he needs to be a real quarterback, he needs to practice first. And he's had a long layoff.
Exactly.
So they're finding ways to squeeze in some reps for him. I still don't agree with it because you have a guy in Brandon Allen who's going to face a ferocious defense on Sunday. And to me, you want to make sure he's prepared. So if the reps that they're giving him, if they're taking that away from Brandon Allen, that's a problem. If they're taking it from Brett Rippon, then I somewhat can understand.
You guys are making my head spin. I don't believe you guys are both like believing everything here.
Hold on. The part that I'm legitimately excited about is the fact that we actually have a plan, that we're actually developing.
And do you really think that is happening?
Yes.
You think Coach Fangio is telling you the absolute truth?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I do. I do think that Vic Fangio is telling the truth. I absolutely believe that he got those reps today. 100%.
It's not today. It was yesterday.
Yesterday, whatever.
But yesterday, they weren't even. Who knows? Yesterday was their extra practice, by the way.
Hold on. So what do you want to hear him say? That he did not get it? Then what do you think?
I don't care.
Are you just going to think the opposite of whatever he says?
I'm a tad cynical after doing this for so many years.
I'm so used
to these guys getting up on the microphones and basically flat out lying about almost everything.
I will give you the Vaughn part, okay? That part was
just
more convenient that it went along with the reps that I was excited about.
Do you know how many times, you know, what's great about Vaughn is Vaughn's been here for so many years, and I've been doing this show all the years Vaughn's been here, which is lucky for me, and it's been fun to watch Vaughn, both the good times and the bad. But I have heard nobody but Vaughn hype up other guys over the years as much as Vaughn or like Vaughn, and that's a cool thing. Vaughn's
a team player.
Yes, absolutely he's a team player.
Like, what do you expect for him to say?
I'm going to tell you, if you pulled that, how did he talk about Brandon Allen?
How did he talk about Brandon Allen last week, guys? We'd have to go back. Richie,
yeah,
can you
let's
find
do that. Let's
Vaughn.
Do that.
I go bet it was
that.
Great.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
Well, say we can find out if Von Miller, what he said before Brandon Allen played opposed to after they beat Cleveland.
Drew Lock has not played, man. So it's the exact same spot.
Mm. All right.
D-Mac, that's still comical that Vaughn said that he threw the best incomplete pass.
Yeah, let's do it again.
I just want to be here when he gets famous.
Yeah.
He's gonna kill it. He's gonna kill it. He's got everything you need. The other day he ran out and did like a little bootleg and he kind of threw it. It was an incomplete pass, right?
Dang it.
You know, I seen a lot of good ones play and that was probably the best incomplete. Wow. A little bootleg and he kind of threw it. It was an incomplete pass, but you know, I seen a lot of good ones play and that was probably the best incomplete pass that I've seen.
The best incomplete pass ever.
Richard's got the Brandon Allen one.
All right, Vaughn on Brandon. Go ahead.
More magic. I don't care how he does it, running it, throwing it. You know, however he can do it. You know, we're gonna give him all the support and all the love that we can to help him be the best quarterback that he can. And it feels good going into the ball with a win. And you know, I know my teammates feel rejuvenated. I know I feel rejuvenated. I'm ready for this second half.
Nobody hears the difference in that, huh? Okay. Nobody hears the difference in that one.
Torn the company line. Torn the company line.
Break. Hold on. That's not the company line, Nick. There's a distinct
All right. Here's Zach Bye. Zach Bye said, thank you, Zach. Last week on Brandon Allen, Vaughn said he felt like Lil Wayne finding Drake. LOL.
God, I love you, Zach Bye.
Zach, no. This does not help your case.
It doesn't.
He is saying Brandon Allen is like he was Lil Wayne finding Drake.
Do you know who Drake is? Do you know who Drake and Lil Wayne is?
I do. I just said it doesn't help me.
He's throwing the cup in the line. He's going to say whatever he needs to say.
He's Vaughn.
Yes.
It's fine. You just don't take it seriously.
Yes.
It's okay, Vaughn. That's cool. Vaughn's a good dude. I saw Vaughn has done a bunch of his Vaughn Vision charity stuff. I think that is so amazing that he is had that kind of impact, and it's a really cool charity thing he does. I think Vaughn's a good dude. I think he's a great teammate. I think everybody basically loves Vaughn. I think it's been a tricky year, and he gets up there, and he's going to say good things about his teammates. Good for you, Vaughn. Vaughn's mom, on the other hand, went on a rant ripping on Case Keenum and John Elway and all of that.
Did you guys hear Vaughn really just hyping up Brandon Allen in that audio we played?
Not on that one, but Zach's telling me he said, I don't know if we can find the audio where he's talking about Lil Wayne and Drake.
If you're making that type of reference to Brandon Allen, that's definitely saying something. I've never seen a guy being interviewed post-game or in practice that goes up to the podium and just says something terribly wrong.
No, of course
right,
not.
About his teammates. So,
of course not.
I mean,
that's why it's pointless talking to you guys when you're players. You don't say anything. And what the things that you do say, you can't take seriously. So I just either fall asleep during it or barely pay attention to it. You know, the coaches sometimes, that's why when Fangio went, when Joe Flacco went angry Joe Flacco, which was like, it was mind boggling when angry Joe Flacco came out. Oh, that was awesome. Let's face it. Might be the last we ever hear from Joe Flacco, but you know, you got, all right. So this is Vaughn on Brandon Allen as well.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like when Lil Wayne found Drake.
Come on, there it is.
Play it again, Richie. Play it again.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like when Lil Wayne found Drake, I called it at the beginning of the year. I mean, at the beginning of the week, I said it. I said, hey, he's going to give us the magic. He's going to be ready to go. He was cold in college, man, and I just knew if he got an opportunity, it'd be good.
So
a lot of times, and it was great to, you know, have him step us up.
All right, so there's stop. And then this is today.
I just want to be here when he gets famous.
Right. Okay, so listen, it's Vaughn. This is what Vaughn does.
Hey, listen, I'm not mad at him for just kind of saying some positive words
to be
encouraging. That's expected. I mean, someone trying to validate you and uplift you, especially when you have in a position that Drew Locke has been in, he hasn't really practiced a lot.
Who's going to ask Vaughn about Brett Rypien? I can't wait. You know, somebody should ask Vaughn about Colin Kaepernick. I bet you get some interesting words on that one. What does Vaughn think about Joe Burrow? I don't know. He probably thinks Manziel has a shot. He's a great Aggie.
You know, it's funny you say that because today he was talking about Kirk Cousins, and he was like, you guys remember how I feel about Kirk?
That's right. We know.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah.
You love everybody. He's Vaughn. He's awesome. He's the monster. We come back with the countdown. Deontay Spencer is being put on notice. And, okay, Drew Locke. I mean, he's going to be a star. A star is born. Just don't go in the garage with a belt. This is The Drive on The Fan.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Countdown. Here's The Drive with Tyler, Nick, and D-Mac. Three.
Well, it's come out via the NFL that Hugh Jackson will be leading the Colin Kaepernick workout. 11 teams have committed, including the Broncos, with hopefully more to come, which is an interesting twist because there was a vibe earlier today. This thing was so ridiculous that Kaepernick may back out. Now that the NFL has come out and said Hugh Jackson's going to be running the show, what is your confidence level that it will happen and it will be taken seriously?
I don't know what Hugh Jackson really has to do with anything. I find it very intriguing that there's even a conversation about backing out on this thing. Highly intriguing. I know that when I was a player, when I was looking for a job, Minnesota Vikings called me one time and said, hey, we need you to work out tomorrow. Guess what I did? I got on a plane and I went and I worked out for the Minnesota Vikings. I didn't have any heads up. I didn't have any prep. I didn't have anything. I just went to go work out for the Vikings because that's when they told me to be there. So to me, this would be insane if Colin Kaepernick backed out on this.
Having Hugh Jackson involved in any capacity definitely changes things slightly for me because Hugh Jackson is a well-respected offensive coordinator in this league. He did a great job in his years as offensive coordinator for the Bengals. And Andy Dalton soared as a quarterback under his tutelage. So having a guy like this there for the workout adds a little validity to it. So we just have to see what happens and who is he throwing to. But to me, it changed a lot as far as how I view this workout and how the way it was set up.
What?
Two.
All right. Is there a little competition for the kick returning position? Here is Vic Fangio. Is Deontay Spencer on notice now that Cyrus Jones is here?
No. He was available. We liked him to some degree, and we want to see what he is as a DB first and foremost, and then that he can return punts is a bonus.
Okay, I think Deontay Spencer should be really concerned about his job right here, and I don't know why they wouldn't try Cyrus Jones.
No, the signing of Cyrus Jones doesn't change anything for Deontay Spencer. If anything, it gives him a better opportunity to be utilized in the offense because looking at both the kickoff return numbers and the punt return numbers, he's averaging 29 yards a return, and that's second in the NFL, and that's kickoffs. For punt returns,
Nobody returns kickoffs anyways.
Listen, you can
forget about kickoffs. What's punt return?
Well, you can call it what you want to, but in punt return is 8.2. That's 11th in the league. So you may dismiss it as being nothing, but his job isn't in jeopardy at all.
Kickoffs are nothing. Punt return is more significant.
So a few things of note here. Cyrus Jones averages 10 yards per return in the punt game. That's over the course of his career. He is a respectable returner. Deontay Spencer's done nothing to lose his job as a returner. I think that he was brought in here. Cyrus Jones was brought in here because they're going to put Bryce Callahan on the IR, and they needed an upgrade at that position to play DB. However, that doesn't mean that Deontay Spencer should not be concerned. He's got Tim Patrick coming off the IR, who happens to be a better wide receiver than he is. Deshaun Hamilton still is a drafted pick. Say what you want. They're not going to toss him away.
He hasn't done anything.
I get it. They're still not going to toss him away. Trust me. He should be concerned.
We'll keep our eyes on it.
One.
Vic Fangio talking about Drew Lock.
Good. You know, he's... I think the time off in some ways, although you never want it, helped him. I think he learned a lot. Whereas, when he was going through it in the spring and in training camp before he got hurt, it was piling up on him, I think, besides learning the new offense and being under center, which he had never done in college, et cetera. All those things were piling up on him and getting in the way of progressing the way you'd like to see him progress. And I think through his time off, he's been able to solve some of those issues. emotionally and mentally, and I think he's looked a little bit better the first 2 days, albeit 8 to 10 snaps, half the scout team snaps, you know, very limited.
Hold on a second. So the time off was good? He matured emotionally and...
Here's what you should take away from this, D-Mac.
It was good?
Here's what you should take away from it.
He was burned out as a 22-year-old rookie?
Not that any of that was good, nor should you really concern yourself
with... How bad was he?
Nor should you really concern yourself with that part of it, but start adding it up. Start listening to the drum beats, and all of a sudden they're giving him reps. Last week, everybody was talking bad about him. Everybody was talking about how he's not ready. They gave him starters reps, took it away from Brandon Allen, and now all of a sudden the hype train is rolling. Hey, we're going to see Drew Lock. That's what this all means.
Basically, what this means, D-Mac, is that, hey, here's a quarterback who had a lot of time off, right? And it appeared as though, based on what Coach Fangio was saying, I mean, his brain was fried with the information that he was getting. And it took this time off for him to have the ability to take the playbook, try to process it, come back, and then now try to show them a new Drew Lock. But like Coach said, 10 reps and scout team. That's still not a large sample size, but, you know, we'll take it for right
now. Man, all I heard there was this kid was awful in the beginning, and we needed to, like, take a time out. That's what I heard.
His goose was cut.
Isn't it amazing the way that they can flip, though? Overnight, they can flip. Look, 2 days ago, Vic Fangio was talking negatively about him.
Yeah, I just have never heard of a 22-year-old rookie being burned out and he needed some time off, but I'm glad he got the rest.
The Countdown.
Actually have a couple minutes here, so I want to get to something else, kind of a countdown bonus. The NFL.com quarterback rankings are out.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Allen is on the list out of 32 quarterbacks.
How'd he do?
Well, I'm going to ask you guys. Take a guess. How do you think he
did? Not two, not three.
Well, keep going, Richie.
Not five.
I don't think LeBron was that optimistic.
So it's 32 teams, so I would say 32.
Wow. Okay, Tyler.
What is this based off of?
Oh,
just
God. One
just week. Just answer the question.
Just 1 week?
Yeah, well, what else do we have?
Is it just 1 week?
Yes, it's just 1 week.
The entire NFL is what I'm asking.
It's starting quarterbacks. They rank the
off
30.
Of 1 week's of performance.
That's all he's got. So that's where he's at.
30.
Richie, you want to take a guess?
I'll say 26.
So you think there's 6 quarterbacks who have actually played in the NFL that are ranked higher than him? He is ranked number 30.
My questions.
Now, here's the fun part. What two quarterbacks who are starters are ranked below, meaning 31 and 32, Brandon Allen? What's your guess? Who are the two quarterbacks?
I would say Fitzpatrick and Baker Mayfield.
All right. Richie, you want to chime in?
Fitzpatrick is for sure one of them.
Fitzpatrick?
I would say Fitzpatrick. And if it's last week, then Brian Hoyer is in that category, right?
They got to be a starter this week. Is Hoyer starting this week?
I think Brissett is going
to
start
this
week.
I'll have to look.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like those two, Fitzpatrick and Hoyer. That sounds about right.
It is Dwayne Haskins and Ryan Finley.
I forgot about those two guys.
So Brandon Allen is rated higher than Dwayne Haskins.
What number was he?
Dwayne Haskins was rated 31.
No, I mean, what number was he drafted again?
Oh, 6?
Yeah.
7? I don't know. Something like that. Ryan Finley is a pure khaki pants guy there in Cincinnati. They're just putting out tackling dummies. They're just trying to lose there in Cincinnati. But Brandon Allen is rated. I mean, it's one spot, but he's. Oh, by the way, unbelievably, Brandon Allen is actually down 2. So he dropped, even though he won for whatever reason.
Hmm.
Yeah, Mitch Trubisky is tied with 28th with Mason Rudolph. Who'd you guys say? Fitzpatrick is 26.
Really?
Daniel Jones is 25.
Where's Mayfield?
Mayfield is 22.
Hmm.
You want to guess who number one is?
I was close.
Guess who number one is?
Tom Brady.
No.
Russell Wilson.
That's right.
Lamar Jackson, 2, tied with Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott, Matthew Stafford, Derek Carr, Drew Brees is at 9, Tom Brady at 10.
Wow,
by the way,
Drew Brees is 9, huh?
Drew Brees is, or Tom Brady's trainer, the cult leader.
Oh, yeah.
That you're part of.
We're going to 49 now.
Well, he said 46 or 47.
Mm.
46 or 47.
Yeah.
From Guerrero.
Hey, man, stop talking bad about TB12, man.
You're a cult leader right there.
Yeah, still think he's retiring?
That's a possibility.
He might be a robot. He might play till 60. You know,
it's
you never
a possibility.
Know. Just keep stretching.
Muscle elasticity. That's what you need.
The timing of Adam Schefter's stuff, and now also Alex Guerrero saying he's going to 45 is not the goal anymore. That's not the goal.
You mean to tell me there's another at least 4 years out of Tom Brady, and we're not interested in Tom Brady here?
Mm. Not behind this offensive line.
When you can do other things. You got a draft. You got free agency.
Peyton Manning had like some of the worst offensive lines ever.
Pete Bursich is the color analyst for KFan Radio in Minneapolis. We go behind enemy lines. What about these Vikings and their 10.5-point favorite? We'll go there next.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's D-Mac, Tyler, and Nick.
All right, we are joined by Pete Bursich. He works for KFan in Minneapolis doing the games with Paul Allen. Pete, thanks for taking some time out to talk with us. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
You know, I think we share something before we get into the details of this game, and that is the preseason love of Kyle Sloter. Mm. And
yes,
it was hysterical listening to the broadcast of a preseason game where you guys were just falling all over yourselves, but I could not tell if it was serious or sarcasm. I thought it was serious at first, and then it reeped of sarcasm. But yeah. you want to bring us into that loop, because I think we have that in common, by the way.
Well, I was going to say he's one of the best preseason quarterbacks of all time,
right?
You know what I mean? He did have a good preseason with us, and we had some fun with it because he brought us back week after week in the preseason, and hopefully the kid someday will get his shot. But we had fun with it. You have to spice up the preseason some way. You know what I mean? You got to make it exciting somehow.
Well, we were laughing about it because I'm telling you, it was the same thing here in Denver with Kyle. I mean, he does have a legendary cult status. I mean, not only here in Colorado, but also I would say in Minnesota at this point. I don't know what's going on in Arizona, but it was interesting. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, he's, I guess, you never know. You never know when a guy gets his chance and finally gets to play and step in. You never know. I mean, I guess the point is he did everything he could possibly do with what, you know, with the snaps that were given to him here in Minnesota. He made made everything he could out of it. So you got to give him credit for that.
No doubt.
That's right. Well, he's the one that got away. Pete, I don't know what it's been like out there in Minnesota, but it's been Gary Kubiak week for us. Curious how much of a conversation has that been? Gary Kubiak, Rick Dennison, Brian Perriani, and the return to the, or not the return, but matching up against Denver.
A little bit. I mean, it's things, you know, things change year to year, and I mean, there's some familiarity. I think might be some familiarity with the scheme, and what they see is similar to what maybe the Vikings have done in Denver, or, you know, what Denver has done in the past, you know, but every year is different, or, you know, the players are always different. I think there's no question that our offense is really based on the talents of Dalvin Cook and what he can do. Kirk Cousins has done a good job as of late. Started a little slowly, but you know he's playing a lot more confidence. And whether or not we'll have Adam Thielen back, we'll see. But Stephon Diggs has had a good couple weeks. Kyle Rudolph's had a good couple weeks. So offensively, they're continuing to evolve with guys that are in and guys that are out. And the one constant's been Dalvin Cook and how well he's played.
Is Gary the one calling plays? That's a unique situation. It's a little bit confusing.
No, like, you know, Kevin Stefanski is, he's the one calling plays. I know Coach Kubiak is in the booth for the most part, I believe. Keeping an eye out, watching him, what exactly he does from play to play, you know, we don't know. But, he's been a good, I think, solidifying force. And I think getting our offensive line figured out was something that kind of haunted us last year. We were a bit of an offense without an identity. Protections weren't all, you know, solid all the time. We, you know, those kinds of things. And really, I think knowing what kind of player you want for your system, you know, what style of offensive lineman do you want for your system as well, has helped us out. We've had many lower round draft picks on the defensive line come through and play and do well. And we haven't had that on the offensive line side. We haven't had a lot of low draft picks eventually become good starters. And, you know, that's where you're going to have a philosophy, and everybody has to be on the same page, the coaches, the scouts, the front office, everyone. And I think we have that now with Kubiak.
If the Vikings lose on Sunday, what has happened?
Well, I'll say this. Turnovers and penalties have been an issue, mainly not necessarily interceptions, but fumbles. If you guys can get the Cousins and get the ball on the ground, you know, that could change. You know, that could change everything. I mean, I think that's kind of the, that may be the biggest challenge that you guys have is whether or not you'd be able to do that. Not saying, you know, schematically, I'm saying, you know, you have three-step drops and things like that. It's kind of tough to get to the quarterback. You guys have a more than capable defensive line to do that, but penalties and turnovers have been the big things for us. You look at the three games that we've lost; they were all on the road, all outside, and all on grass. But you could trace, you know, you go to Green Bay, you have that weird pass interference call on Dalvin Cook. You play the Bears, you sack Trubisky, you injure him, you recover the fumble that gets overturned because of a penalty. You know, and you just have, it's just a play or two, and that's all it takes in this league. But it just seems that when we get in the red zone, penalties have been a problem, and putting the ball on the ground, mainly fumbling. So if we don't turn the ball over, I think we'll be in good shape.
Hey, Pete, what's been the overall perception when it comes to looking at and breaking down the Broncos' offense?
Well, you guys have some talent. And they're, you know, it's young and maybe hasn't been, you know, consistent, but Sutton, very, very good wide receiver, big body guy. You know, against Cleveland, you saw him go out and make a catch and, you know, not necessarily right in the corner of the end zone, but as a back shoulder catch that he just really climbed over the top of the corner and, you know, and picked it off. You know, Fant is exactly what you saw out of him in that game. He's that you know, that kind of a player. You know, you look at the 75-yard touchdown reception. There were, what, five, maybe six Cleveland defenders that could have put a hand on him. You know, and he ran through two of them. And then Lindsey's a good, nice downhill runner. Good vision, plants his foot, and just goes north and south. So it's like you have a lot of talent. And it's just a matter of bringing it all together, you know, with the quarterback and with everything else, with and the whole thing. If you guys, the more every week that those guys play together, you think you can get better, you know, better and better. So there's some good young talent on your offense.
All right, Pete. Well, good job being humble. You know you're a 10.5-point favorite. We all know what the situation is. We all know
that's the fastest way to go broke is betting on these NFL.
And we also know that this game is not being played outside on the road. It's being played in the comforts of an indoor turf stadium. Yeah.
We've played well at home. You know, all year we've done much better at home than we have on the road. And yeah, you guys get the bye, you get the week off. What are you talking about? You know, 2 weeks to prepare.
All right.
I mean, you know,
we got a chance.
Yeah. And by the way, your PA announcer, Alan Roach, is a Denver guy.
That's right.
I hope everybody knows the voice of God is actually a Denver guy.
Oh yeah, big time.
Really? The yes. Voice of the Super Bowl too.
The voice of the Olympics. Voice of everything. He just has this.
Yeah, he's the voice. Yeah, the voice of God. Kind of. Yeah. Maybe you hear him everywhere.
Yeah. Just keep all that in mind. We have the intangible. All right. Thanks, Pete. Have a great call. Okay. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Pete.
All right, guys. Thank you. Take care.
All right. That's Pete Bursich from KFan. He does the games on the radio there in Minnesota. When we come back, football at 4. We'll hear from the coordinators. See what they have to say next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net, call 303-388-8766, or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.